Hello.
Hi, it's Rika Customer Support. Returning your call back. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay, can I have your zip code so I can pull up your account, please?
55962.
55962.
No, 55962.
First and last name?
Karen Thompson.
Karen Thompson, can you verify your address for me for security purposes, please?
29375 DeSoto Road, Peterson, Minnesota, 55962.
Okay. Thanks so much for your information as well. I'm putting up your information now. One moment. So I do see that you did order the Ketotrum Keto and the Ketotrum Keto Cleanse. And how may I help you today?
Well, I thought I'd gotten this settled where I wasn't being going to be charged for this, that you'd credited me, and now I see on Friday and for Saturday and Sunday, you charged me another $94.90.
Okay, so it was actually a trial period, excuse me, that if you did not cancel within the trial period, we didn't bill you out for the full amount of the product and place you on a subscription, which is what happened.
I know that, but I didn't get it.
Okay, so you never received the product where you just paid for shipping and handling?
No, I got the sample that you sent me.
Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold, my man. Let me check on that for you. Okay. So it said it was delivered on April the 5th, ma'am.
I don't think so.
Okay, so you're saying this is fraud that you never placed order, ma'am, or you just never received it?
Well, like I told you, I had ordered the sample.
Okay, so that's what you were charged for the full amount for, ma'am. We don't send out samples. We do send out full 30-day supplies of the product, so that is what you were issued a charge for.
Well, this is a fraud there where you don't say that when you advertise that for what you're paying that $695 for.
Okay, the $695 is what you pay for shipping and handling, ma'am. The $94.90 is the full amount of the product.
I understand that, but I didn't want it all like that. I was just asking for a sample to see if I liked it, which I do not. There's nothing good about it.
Okay, so all the information was stated online in terms and conditions, ma'am. However, I'm looking at your account now, and I see that you have a 35% discount available.
Nope. Don't want that either.
Okay, so no problem. Your account has been canceled, okay? I'm looking at it now, and it's saying that it was canceled. And it looks like what happened was, ma'am, you filed a dispute with your bank, and you lost a dispute with your bank, so it placed your account in charge, babe.
Well, they've recharged me again for it.
Yes, ma'am, because you filed a dispute with your bank, and you lost a dispute with your bank.
Yes, I did. And I don't like that. I mean, I think this is, you should be reported.
Okay, so all the information was stated online in terms and conditions, ma'am.
Well, I want you to take these two charges of $94.90 off of my account.
Okay.
Now.
I'm not able to refund anything, ma'am. You filed a dispute with your bank and you lost a dispute with your bank. So it placed your account in charge back.
Oh, you're a bunch of assholes.
Okay, thanks so much for calling customer support. Enjoy a wonderful day.